views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call the HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So it is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. And my wonderful guest today is Leroy Maloof, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar to enable clients to experience a deeper ease of living. And Leroy is also the author of Knowing and Living Your Purpose and founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process. Leroy, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
It's so good to hear your voice. Oh, I love my great Wednesday morning, starting off my day talking to my favorite people.
Yay.
So how are you doing, Leroy?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Awesome. And
looking forward to this call.
Yeah, and I really got a giggle when you sent in what you wanted to talk about how we have so many creative ways for being weak, and you want to talk about maybe creative ways for being strong.
Right. Well, I think what so many people don't realize is that we're on average, adults are only going strong to 20% of their lives, which means they're going weak to 80%. And not realizing that weakness, in a way, has become the natural state. It's on automatic. And so we get really creative about staying in that space by reacting to people, for example, by getting angry at things, by going on a mission to make things right, by telling stories of terrible things, looking at programs that cause energy to go weak. So we get very creative about it. And what we need to do is realize we can get very creative about being strong and being stronger and stronger to our life day in and day out.
That's an awesome plan. Don't want to have too many AFLs out there, hey? So, you know, life sends us curves and, it's easy to get triggered, by even the smallest things, even just like yesterday I was talking to my daughter, and while I was talking to her, there was siren after siren, fire truck after fire truck going by. And, you know, you right away, like she right away is like, whoa, what's going on? And I'm saying, yeah, like as soon as you hear sirens, even if it's not directly affecting you, it can trigger experiences of, you know, alarms going off, right? And yes. So do you want to just, we do have two callers already, so I just want to let the callers know that after the first break, we'll take the first caller, but I just, well, now we have three, but we'll just, for now, like, I just wanted you to kind of talk about that a little bit, about what can we do? What are these solutions? Because we get working on people and then we run out of time.
First and foremost, we need to be getting our energy strong up and down our midline every day. You know, if I check the three people who just called in right now, their midline strength is only at about 50%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day when I get going in the day, I get my midline strength to 100%. So if, for example, everybody on the call would just touch the top middle of your head and imagine a very strong midline going up and down your body, right up and down the center of your body, your central core. And if you also focus on times when you've experienced unconditional love. And as you focus more and more, by the way, also sometimes it helps people to pretend that they've got a tall zippered jacket on and use their hand up and down their midline just to go up and down a few times.
Remember when we were in Egypt, how that zipper thing worked so good?
Yeah.
Even if you pick, some people have like are stronger to sound than to vision, you know?
Yeah.
And so the sound of a zipper going up and down, zip, zip, you know?
Yeah. That helps. And for example, if the three people who have called in already would reach back and rub up and down the base of their spine a few times, 5 or 6 inches up and down and back. And it also feels like a couple of people on the call have their polarity reversed. It's like that frequently happens when we're upset about things in our life that are the opposite from what we want. So let's get everybody strong for everything in our life being the opposite. And nothing being the opposite. Let's get everybody to neutral. To nothing in our life being the opposite, everything being the opposite. And again, if the people on the call will just use their hand to make circles. Circles are a strong, strong symbol for us human beings. And now when I check the central core strength, feels like it's up to 100. That's where we want to be every day. Like I say, when I get up in the morning, I get my energy strong before I work with a client, before I get on a radio program. I'm making sure my energy is strong. You know, what's the option? Going through the day with weakness, which then tends to leave us open to reaction, upset, drama, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you set your intention in the morning to be strong, like you said, to get your strength up before you know, I like to do that before I get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, because as soon as your feet hit the floor, then you're like and you're in motion. I find that if you've set that intention, that you're going to be able to handle your day and kind of go through your daily routine, see if there's something coming up that's a little bit weak, that if you strengthen that before you go out there, what happens is your day generally goes a lot more smoothly. And then if something does happen and you do get triggered and it's not that smooth, then you can just, you know, you're not going to have the reaction that you would have if you didn't prepare yourself like that in the morning. Yeah, that's cool. So we need to take a little break here right away. And so we'll take the first callers after this break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Leroy Maloof. When we return, we'll share more ways to move energy. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mr. Leroy Maloof. And Leroy, before we continue, can you just share your contact information with everyone?
Oh, thank you. Yes. The email is info@ewbp.com. EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com. That is also the website, which is also energeticwellbeing.com. Either one will get you there.
Awesome. And we have, I think we'll take the first caller here, Lydia from Florida, who's been patiently waiting.
Okay.
Hello.
Lydia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Good morning.
Can you hear me? Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, we can hear you. What can Leroy and I do for you today?
Well, I really don't like to complain, but I'm 60 years old. I'm a massage therapist, and I'm going through on postmenopause. I'm going through on a lot of anxiety issues and depression. Therefore, I lost my job. I'm about ready to lose my apartment, my car, and everything because I can't even go out to work because I'm just getting really weak.
So just take a deep breath here.
Okay.
There we go. And I'm not even going to bother asking you on a scale how much this is bothering you because I'm getting it's a 10.
Maybe it's
Leroy,
a 15. Maybe
yeah,
it's a 15 10, out of 10.
10,000. Okay, so we're just, you know, Leroy, what are you picking up here for Lydia?
I'm picking up a lot of negative psychic energy.
Wow.
Okay, let's see what that is. You know, Olivia, we have positive psychic energies, people mm-hmm. who can teleport or who can hold on, I'm looking for a reference here. Okay. I'm checking to see what the negative psychic energies are that are bothering you. It's things operating from known or unknown frequencies, realities, locations, universes, and unnameable places. You're picking up negative energies from locations, objects, and people.
Mm-hmm.
There's some black magic and negative witchcraft affecting you.
Wow.
You're picking up energy from ancestors, other spaces and times, from indentures, vendettas, secrets, and revenge, from negative promises, understandings, commitments, oaths, vows, and pacts. Do you resonate with any of those?
Yes.
Okay, now see the, these are coming, you know, not only, let me check. You're getting these from this life as well as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 past lives.
Oh my gosh.
So to deal with this now, we're going to begin by getting your midline strong and reminding you of the unconditional love that you draw in the full divine, however you refer to the highest you, the true self, the highest self. We want to bring that in and completely fill you, body, mind, spirit. And with those negative energies, we're going to remove, eliminate, cast out in a way, unearth, detach, extract, disinvite. We're going to clear the essence, presence, and impact on you to zero minus infinity for the past. And we're going to roll through your timeline, your calendar, your clock. So we clear zero plus infinity for the future. We don't want these to come back. All these energies need to exist someplace. So we're going to send them off into the light.
Okay.
And where they cannot affect any being ever again. And for you, we're going to free, restore, integrate, independent, protect. Again, help you be completely filled with unconditional love and light in any place where you've been affected, where you're, we're clearing it from where you live as well. and all to your 100% positive infinity beyond strengthen you. What are you noticing now?
Well, I just start crying because I'm feeling a release.
Good.
And you know what we were talking about earlier, about getting your energy strong every day?
Yes.
See, we got your energy up to 100% internally. Do you meditate, by the way?
I try, you know, but my mind starts wandering.
That's okay. You need to be kind of patient with yourself as well. See, we can be creative about making ourselves strong and getting this midline, meditating, learning how to get to neutral. All these are ways that we can use to keep ourselves strong and stronger every day. You do not need to worry about these negative psychic energy anymore or pay attention to them or do anything that would attract them. You just get your midline strong because we have cleared them away now.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I love to work. I really love to work. I really love to do massage and make people feel better.
Yes.
I'm trying to start my own business now, but it's nothing going yet because I think I felt like I had some very bad energy. That's why people don't want to be around me.
Oh, there we go. So now that that's cleared, that energy, let's just strengthen you that, you know, that the energy coming into you, the people that you attract to you are going to be like lighter. Okay.
Good.
And also let's get you strong to your age of I'm just getting that what's you went to the end of the decade when you turned 60. So let's just strengthen you to your age and being healthy and wealthy and wise is coming up, even though you could be those things in a younger body. And so we just strengthen mm-hmm. that for you also. Any mm-hmm. last corrections here for Lydia, Leroy?
Just take, she's still a little weak for degeneration and aging. Let's see how many different ways you've weakened yourself with degeneration and aging. About 1,200. We're also going to check everything you've ever bought into about what you should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do. That's about 1,200, 1,300, 1,400. And warnings you've bought into about things that can negatively affect you, whether it's around food or chemicals or whatever, about 1,000 of those. We're going to deprogram all those. We're going to wipe those off your hard drive. Those also produce what we call mistaken identities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're going to clear those away. And also now just strengthen you to your 100% positive infinity and beyond.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There, you can hear it in your voice, Lydia, that the calmness, the peacefulness coming in. So it's going to strengthen you to that 100% infinite potential. Yeah, that feels so much better. How are you right now?
I'm good. I'm actually really happy. I'm having happy tears.
Okay, good. you know, it's good. Let those that the tears are kind of like sentimental sadness. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that, that you just take some time for yourself now when you get off the line here and just really look after yourself and reminding you to put that tension into your spine and remind yourself that you want your core to be strong and, you know, be good to yourself. Be careful when you notice your thoughts coming in where you're beating yourself up. Let's just strengthen you that you're going to notice right away and you're going to be more gentle with yourself. Okay?
Yes, I feel
okay.
A little dizzy now.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof here with me today. Feel free to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Leroy, we have another... Oh, before we take this next caller, we were saying on the break, you just wanted to talk a little bit about psychic energy here.
Right. People tend to be afraid of not negative psychic energy. Or, for example, a person recently was saying, I have to clear myself of it several times a day. When we have that fear, it just attracts it. And, for example, a practitioner called and said, I have this client She has all these crazy things happening in her house. I told her it's going to take a huge amount of time. I said, well, why don't we just do it right now? We cleared it in 10 minutes. And because I've been finding some of the energies are stronger, but I've also made the clearing stronger as well. So we don't want to worry about it or be afraid of it or anything, so we don't attract it. And it can go away fast.
Yeah, exactly. Let's put that out there. We just wanted to clarify that for everybody because, you can't have light without dark and you can't have dark without light. So.
Oh, practitioner's client said all that stuff went away.
Yeah. Exactly. That's just the way it is. We tend to attract our greatest fears, hey?
You're right.
Because whatever you put your energy in and your thoughts in, that's where your, energy goes where your thoughts are. That's just the way it is. Yeah. So we're going to take Heather, I think, from Prince Albert. Heather, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
You're in my old stomping grounds.
Saskatchewan. Is that right?
So what can we do for you this morning?
Well, I have had a unusually sore throat for probably about a month and a half. And just kind of a lack of energy all around. I'm usually extremely energetic and, it's just kind of a low, I can still get everything done. But I just don't really feel the same. I don't have as much energy. And even after two rounds of antibiotics, basically the throat got worse. So really nothing helped.
Okay. So on a scale, right now of 0 being neutral to 10 being it's really, really sore. Where are you at right now with your throat?
About a 5 or 6.
Okay. All right. Leroy?
I get that you've been suppressing a strong feeling of anger for a long time. Is that correct?
And what is a long time? Within a year?
That's a good question.
All right, I'll check your energy to find out. 4 to 5 years. And I'm picking up anger at yourself and anger at God. Also picking up anger at men in general. And at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 specific men. Are you resonating with any of this?
Yes.
Also picking up anger at 2 women, at unfairness in organizations. Is that right? Are you there?
I have to think about that one, but potentially. Mm-hmm.
And how about anger at authority figures?
Yep.
All right. Now, you see, suppressing that, having it, suppressing it, is the main reason why your throat is still sore. Anger is like this perfect Christmas gift because it keeps giving and giving and giving and giving, and what it gives is weakness and pain. And so we need to help you deal with this anger. Are you ready?
Ready, Heather?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
All right, I'm going to check to see how filled your heart is with unconditional love. 10, 20, 25, 30, about 30%. Heather, can you think of times in your life when you've experienced unconditional love?
Yes.
Can you name one?
We did, in some energy medicine courses that I've taken, I've experienced that where we allowed that to come in. So that's one for sure.
All right. Tell me what you experienced and what were the feelings of unconditional love that you were experiencing?
It was quite overwhelming, to be honest. I guess when I just let myself think about it, I just remember seeing like a ton of pink. Like I would just shut my eyes and it was like, it's weird, but it almost felt like the Pepto-Bismol commercial where like pink, you know what I mean? Like you saw the pink like coat the whole stomach, but I felt like the pink like coated my whole body kind of thing.
Yeah, cool.
And it was that color of pink. It definitely brought tears to my eyes. I mean, it was completely overwhelming.
Okay, now, when we're really young, we're all unconditional love. And unfortunately, this is another way that our energy goes weak because we lose touch with that. And at 30% inside, it's hard to deal with the anger. And we need to expand these feelings inside of you. So what I want you to do is to feel that pink, that mm-hmm. only want you to be whelmed instead of overwhelmed, but feel,
right.
I want you to feel that pink, those great feelings now, filling your heart and your chest. Breathe it in. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you already, because when we start expanding the unconditional love in our hearts, resistance comes up, and you have some already coming up. The first part of it is that love hurts. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, I also get that love is conditional.
Yep.
I'm also getting that in this human body, it won't last. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Now, see, all of these are getting in the way, first of all, of mm-hmm. your being more filled, and secondly, of dealing with your anger. So, first of all, what's the worst thing that can happen if you stay believing that love hurts, is conditional, and won't last? We need to get you to neutral. What's the worst thing that can happen?
Comes to my mind, like being alone.
And what's worse than that?
That is like a root kind of belief I think I have. Like, I think going through life alone is like definitely not what I want, but it's clearly what I have right now.
Yeah. Well, see, the reason why I'm asking you about what's worse is that every little thing that bothers us, our energy goes weak to. And if we mm-hmm. don't get to the worst, there'll be something out there still bothering you, and you'll still react, and you'll still be alone. And you'll mm-hmm. still be stuck in anger. So let me say what it feels like would be worse is that you become a bitter old crone.
There you
go. Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Okay, so let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that.
Okay.
And then what's the best scenario that you feel this wonderful love forever, full of it, with no reservations, mm-hmm. and you're not neutral that either? We're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers. Now, from this place, as we expand it, I'm going to ask you to forgive yourself with no doubts, no regrets, nothing held back, and really nothing needs to change other than coming back into this place of love. And let's see, can you forgive yourself? I get a no. Are you willing to forgive yourself? I get a no. Are you willing to be willing to forgive yourself? I get a no. All right. Are you willing to be willing to be willing to be willing to forgive yourself? This time I get a yes. So this time when you breathe in, breathe these feelings of love into every cell in your body, top to bottom, into all your feelings, your energies, your thoughts. Breathe it in.
Leroy, we're going to have to interrupt you because we have to go for a quick break. But what we'll do is, Heather, if you hang in over the break, then Leroy and I will check in with you right after and just see where you're at with the pain in your throat, and we'll just continue to work on this during the break. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I'm thrilled to connect with all of you. We will be right back after this short break, and we'll check in with Heather to see how her throat is doing.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn
more. Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. My guest today is Leroy Maloof, and we are energetically shifting Heather, and she had a very sore throat, and antibiotics aren't working, so we just wanted to check in with you now and just see, Heather, how are you feeling?
Good. I probably rated around, like, my throat itself, probably like a 3 or 4.
Okay, so it's starting to drop. Leroy, any last corrections you want to do here?
Heather, while we were on break, we also helped you to forgive the others that you were angry at. Are you feeling any anger right now at any of them?
No.
Okay, cool. In addition to getting yourself strong each day, I'd suggest that you be aware of any anger coming up again and go back into this place in your heart of unconditional love. Get this pink filling yourself completely.
I love that pink Pepto-Bismol feeling. That's hilarious. Okay.
Wish you the very best, Heather.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling in, Heather.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, Leroy. So we have Liz from California has been waiting on the line. Are you there, Liz?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Very glad to talk to both of you.
Awesome. Like, what can we do for you?
Well, I've been coming up against this underlying feeling of futility around having the things I really want in life. It's like this feeling like it can only be so good and I'm not even supposed to have what I really want. That's for other people.
Okay. On a scale like 0 being neutral to 10 being the worst, where are you on that?
About a 7, maybe.
Okay. Leroy? What are you picking up here?
First of all, Liz, when we check body, mind, and spirit, I'm getting all three weak.
Okay.
We need each of them strong, and we need them even. So let's... okay, please focus on your midline. Okay, we got all three of them strong and even. We're now going to combine them and make them strong as well, strong and even. Liz, we also need to get you to focus on the unconditional love in your heart. And from there, to increase your intuition, your insight, your awareness, your knowing, your perception of that unconditional love. So we can also strengthen you to increase your intuition and insight to get your right answers, your right actions, your right results and manifestation. How old are you, Liz?
I'm 56.
And what's your work?
Right now, I have a business. I organize people's houses. There's something else I would like to be doing with that, that I'm having challenging shifting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because the weakness is coming up, purpose to career and career to purpose. And it's less I'm getting about the business that, and more about organization. Or organizations. So let's just strengthen you to those two words, actually, in both ways. What else, Leroy?
I'm picking up about 50% support for being depressed and about 20% support for dying. I'm only getting about 10% support for joy. And only about 30% for living. It feels like you've been losing your sense of joy and happiness for about 5 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know
back
that
then?
It's ever really been sustained a lot over my life, but definitely the last 5 years.
Yeah. What happened 5 years ago?
Just starting menopause and feeling like, you know, I always wanted to have a baby and I don't get to have it.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm. So what's the worst thing that can happen if you never have children? Did you have any children already?
No. No.
Okay.
What's the worst thing that could happen if you never have children? It has happened.
Okay, you become depressed. What's worse?
Just that, you know, feeling that there's no... If I couldn't create that thing, then what's the point of anything else? Everything else is just the booby prize. And so I just, you know, basically just a failure. And I haven't really lived. You haven't experienced the most powerful thing in life.
So what's the worst thing that can happen if you stay stuck in this place?
I guess just, it's like I'll just die without having really lived and let everyone around me down and let myself down and just be going through the motions.
Okay, so we need to get you neutral to dying without living. Actually, let's also get you neutral to living in total unhappiness, letting everybody down, and missing out on your life and purpose once again. And it's like Groundhog Day. It's going to get worse every time. We're going to get a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. And let's get you neutral to living a wonderful, full life for the rest of your life with everything that you have right now. You're not neutral that either. Another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. So missing out on everything, missing out once again on life, missing out on purpose, and finding your purpose and totally fulfilling your life. We need to we're getting you neutral both ways.
Okay. Liz, how are you feeling right now? Do you feel a change?
It's hard to tell.
Okay, because I can feel you shifting. The problem is that we've run out of time for the radio show. So, you know, feel free to, you know, if you want to contact Leroy, do you want to just give your contact information to her one more time here?
Yes. It's my phone number is 508-375-6452. You'll find Leroy Maloof and Energetic Wellbeing on Facebook, and the website is energeticwellbeing.com.
Awesome. And, okay. And Liz, you can also reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com if you want to let us. I would like to know how you're doing after this. So we ran out of time
and
to keep trying to get you all the way down. Just you know, take a deep breath, allow yourself to let this go, because I could feel the shift coming over you, but it's just it's going to take a little bit of time here for you to start really perceiving it. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I can hear it in your voice. Your voice is stronger again now. So thank you for calling in. And Leroy, thank you for being on the radio show.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show. I loved it. I loved being with you.
I love shifting energy with you. And for all the listeners, thank you for listening and thank you for calling in. And thank you, Brian, for the wonderful music. And we will see you next week, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.